It's the PB&J Punch List with your hosts, Patrick Butler and Jesse Hutmaker. All right, welcome to the show. I am Patrick Butler, joined by Jesse Hutmaker. Welcome to the PB&J Punch List. You heard that right. As we renewed our deal, we also did what most companies do. We rebranded. We took feedback from our fans and we rebranded into a new format. The Punch List is going to be a great show for you because we focus in on the things that we talked about in every show for the last 5 years when we brought in the Punch List. We'd always close our show with the Punch List, and now we're actually going to focus on it through the entirety of the show due to popular demand. Each one of us, we talk with our family and our friends, and we have our own lists about things we're watching, things we're listening to, things we're reading, things we're drinking. All those things are topics that we talk about, and that's what this show is all about. So Jesse, I'm excited to kick off the Punch List with you.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Got some really solid feedback from our listeners, and I think it kind of made us really think about what we really enjoy about the podcast. And I think it's going to be great. It's going to give us a lot of opportunities to have a lot of fun and laugh and cry when we talk about sad things. So. I'm looking forward to it.
To kick off the Punch List, this is the perfect time of the year. We're only days away from the big Thanksgiving feast that most of us will take part in. And to do that, we thought that the Punch List could kick off and the theme would be around Thanksgiving. So remember, it's again, it could be in any order, by the way. And this with Thanksgiving, we're going to drop in food, of course. So, you know, food around Thanksgiving, drinks around Thanksgiving, things we watch around Thanksgiving, music and relation to Thanksgiving. We're catering this Punch List to Thanksgiving to prep you up and get you ready for your journey or if you're hosting people. So let's kick things off, man. Thanksgiving's days away. And of course, the centerpiece for any Thanksgiving celebration is the feast, the food. Let's talk about this, man. Is there something that hits you right off the bat that dominates your Thanksgiving feast, Jesse?
Oh, it's the sides, but cornbread stuffing. Cornbread stuffing. I look forward to it. I always like to go last in the serving line. So, you know, I can judge how people are taking it. And if there's enough that I can get some in that people can still get their seconds, you know, I like to get that, get it in there. I enjoy it. And it's always been a favorite of mine. I loved when my mom made it. And then she told me how to make it. And I started making it. And I always look forward to it. If I can't have the cornbread stuffing, I'll settle for whatever other stuffing is there. I may turn my nose up at it and make funny comments, but you know, stuffing, that's my go-to. What's yours?
Well, I'm going to be honest here. Little known fact, turkey dominates Thanksgiving, and it is my least favorite, man. I don't really care that much about the turkey, to be honest with you. As a matter of fact, in the last couple of years where my family have not had a big gathering, we've just cooked at home. I've literally purchased a turkey breast and baked it, and it's been really good. I can actually get it moist. It's not dried out, and it's just enough, but I'm not left with this entire bird. So turkey's not my fave, and I'm with you, man. It's the sides all the way. I want to pile that plate high with sides and go for it. So I'm definitely on the stuffing train. The mashed potatoes, of course, are a classic. I love the yams, man. We always hit the green bean casserole. That's for some reason it's always on our table too. It is what it is, but I love it.
You know, I struggle with the green bean casserole. Just give me fucking green beans. Don't dress it up. Just give me the green beans or give me some corn. Give me corn, cream style corn, regular corn. The casserole, though, that throws it all off. Beth likes to make it, and I eat it, but, you know, it's like, I don't need all that other fancy stuff.
Okay, so we pile it up with sides.
Oh, man. Yeah. You got to have some mac and cheese.
Now, okay, where are you with the rolls and all that?
You know, if the mashed potatoes are good, I don't even think about the rolls. If the mashed potato game is on point, and the gravy is just right, like the roll will be an afterthought. You know, it'll be one of those like, oh, there's rolls. Yeah, man, maybe I'll dip it in the gravy, you know. But I get it. You know, there are people that they insist and they tell you what rolls they want and they have special ways to make them and baste them with butter. And, you know, but I'm fine with them if they're there, but I get more caught up in the sides than anything else. You know, I'm guessing you're a roll fan.
No, quite the opposite. I think it takes up space that I need for other food. So to me, I'm dropping that filler off the plate. I'm getting another way so I can focus in on the good stuff and get in and dig in. I just won't do it, man. Filler food.
Yeah. You know, I mean, going back to turkey, long before I started eating like a pescatarian, vegetarian diet, I started branching out and making other things for Thanksgiving. And still my favorite. And I made this from scratch. I made some some pumpkin ravioli, and I rolled the ravioli. I cooked the pumpkin. It was unbelievable. And I wish I had the patience to try and make it again, because it really was an all day event, but that was better than any turkey I'd ever had. And one year I made a turkey shaped pizza. But you know, I don't really, again, care much for turkey or fake turkey for that matter. But yeah, I like the sides. Give me the sides, you know, but the yams, I don't know. I like the sweet potatoes, but the yams, maybe it's the appearance.
Well,
help me out on this one.
Well, I'm down with the sweet potatoes. I got to have the the marshmallows. I've got to have the brown sugar. I need to load those sweet potatoes up, because that's like dessert right there. That's a vegetable that's now classified as a dessert.
It's the dessert appetizer. it you know, soothes you over for, you know, you got to have that little break before the desserts come around. So that's kind of the appetizer to get you ready for it and everything. So you have that already in your mind and help you ease into it. Yeah. So yeah, I do like that, whatever they call it with the marshmallows and the brown sugar upon sugar upon sugar.
Well, you've got this classic argument. People go back and forth on the yam sweet potato thing. And actually, you know, most of them are sweet potatoes. The true yam is different, but let's get this straight, man. Get sweet potatoes in there, load it up with marshmallows, load it up with brown sugar, get that baby ready. Okay.
The marshmallows have to have that nice brown color.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Now you said it. It's the precursor to dessert. Now dessert dominates at Thanksgiving as well. I mean, this is huge, man. And this is where arguments get put into place, because there are a lot of arguments about what type of pie is served at Thanksgiving. And there's a lot. By the way, we serve a couple different types, but let's talk about this for a second, man. Where's the pie direction going here?
Oh, well, no, you can't just have one. I mean, this is America. We have to have options and all the different things available to us. We can't just put down a pumpkin pie and expect everybody to be like, oh yeah, yeah, that's all you need. No. You need a little pumpkin pie, a little pecan pie. You know, I do like a good apple pie, you know, but I have to say though, I love pumpkin pie, but I love to have a bigger piece of pecan pie, because the pumpkin pie, yeah, Mrs. Smith makes a perfectly fine one, but a good pecan pie, man, that's a tough thing to come by. What goes on at the Butler House? What are the dessert options?
Well, here's the number one rule. Pumpkin pie is my favorite. I have to make that pie, okay? So here's what's going down the day before. I'm making two of them. I've got my recipe down. I'm making two of them, Jesse. And here's the other thing. This, I will not concede this. There's a distinct argument centered around your topping. And I'm here to tell you right now that I am a through and through Cool Whip man. And I need, and no, none of the sugar-free crap. I want the pure Cool Whip so I can lay it on there. I know there's some Ready Whip fans out there. I see you. I hear you. But I'm cool with all the way, and I got to make that pumpkin pie. In addition to that, you got it. We back it up with a little apple for sure. So that's where it's going down in my house.
Yeah, Ready Whip has other options besides being the whip topping. I do like to take the Cool Whip and make it so the pumpkin pie is like hidden. So as you're like, oh, I'm getting ready to get myself a nice little fork of Cool Whip, and then you keep going, you're like, oh, whoa, what is this? It's mixed with pumpkin pie. Genius. You know, that's kind of how I look at it. Like there, I like to have equal parts Cool Whip with the pie, but I'm with you on the Cool Whip there.
Yeah. The kids haven't caught on. The kids have not caught on to my trick, because I agree. I bury my pie in it. I'll put a dollop, if you will, on their pie, and then I will accidentally put a little too much on mine. They haven't caught on to that trick. All right, man. So, okay, we've got some food ready to roll. We've got dessert lined up. What are you drinking with the feast?
So mine has changed over the years. When I used to celebrate with my mom and Jean, every year, my mom would frost glasses in the freezer and pour ginger ale. So we'd have frosty ginger ale. And if I was thinking ahead of time, I would get the cherries and put in there. So that was what we have at dinner with Beth, the apple cider. And I think there's a grape. I think we had grape one year. The Martinelli's has been the big thing, but I still also, I like to have an iced tea with my meal, regardless of what else. I tend not to like to have alcohol with it, because it's like the rolls, it's wasted calories. I need to keep it clean for that. So, but yeah, those are my main options. What's going down with you?
Yeah. I mean, usually, you know, there's a bottle of wine, like a table wine out there, you know, something light. I got to admit, I'm not a big drinker for the meal, just like you, because again, I'm taking up space there. I don't want to do it. I'll savor a drink after, but I typically won't during the meal. I've got my water prepped so I can keep this conditioning format up and make sure I stay on my regimen. But no, man, I'm not going to be drinking. If I do, it's kind of like you mentioned, I actually am a huge cider fan, so I might have a cider during the meal, but I won't go heavy on this one, man. I've got to stay committed to the plan.
Yeah, you know, and also it also depends on what time dinner or Thanksgiving meal is being served, you know, because if it's later in the day, I do like to have a, you know, a beer or a vodka tonic or vodka soda, whatever, you know. If it's a early, like 12, 1 o'clock, that's when I stick with the cider and then the tea. No pre-gaming, you know, no or pre-mealing, whatever, you know, keeping it all for afterwards. So
okay, let's shift for a minute. What are you watching on Thanksgiving? Now this could be pre or post.
Well, you know, I gotta say, the Macy's Thanksgiving parade always gets turned on. You know, I always like to look at it. Actually, this year I'm really excited to see it because their Louisiana tourism or New Orleans tourism has a float and has a big, huge alligator, and then typical New Orleans style house. And I think there's going to be people throwing beads or who knows what they're going to be throwing, but I always like to have that on in the morning, you know, just kind of to ease in. And you know, there's football, but to tell you the truth, until recently, when the Saints have started playing on it, I hate the teams that are playing. I fucking hate the Cowboys. I'd rather see them blow up, you know, than play football. And the Packers, I could take them or leave them. The Lions, they suck, you know, so it's always just been one of those. It'll be on. I do remember in the old days when you and I were younger, there used to be good college football games on. A&M in Texas used to be the evening game. I used to like that. But you know, that's for me, that's pretty much what I say is like a standard thing.
You've got to see Macy's during the morning, the kind of afternoon into evening. I still, for the life of me, it'll always be burned in my brain that the shitty Lions are on. Like, I just cannot understand why we've been tortured for years with the Lions every year. And to your point, I could care less about the Cowboys. America's team? No, they're not. I don't want to see the Cowboys either. Just show me a good game. That's on. And then, you know, then you got people just, you know, in your household dispersing, getting to a couch, you know, laying out, sprawling out. The energy level might be down at that point.
Yeah. I did like, was it Madden that have like the turkey huge wings on the sideline after the game? I did like that, you know. But yeah, I would half-ass pay attention. I mean, the only exception was like when Barry Sanders was playing, where you'd actually want to like pay attention to the Lions. But you know, yeah, that it's been such a horrible team for so long that I can't get excited about watching them. And lately the Saints game has been on at night. So usually that's what we're watching at night.
All right. So let's shift gears here a little bit. Music around Thanksgiving, and this could take a couple different forms. And the one that I would definitely lean into is the fact that you've got people typically traveling to a family member or friend's home so they could celebrate together. So there's potentially travel involved, or it's for prepping food. You've got music in the background for that. So now we did something special for this show. The PB&J Punch List created a playlist for you for Thanksgiving, and you'll find that on Spotify under PB&J Punch List. But let's talk about the music, man. If you're traveling, what's the theme? If you're this is supposed to be a joyous occasion. You're heading to a family member or friend's home. You may have not have seen them for a while. So this is a joyous occasion. Excitement is there. Where's the music go?
You know, I guess for me, like it's all what I'm literally feeling, you know, that day. Generally this time of year, as I am, I tend to like certain music during certain seasons. I still kind of in my kind of shoegaze mood this time of year, still kind of that little chilly, crisp music mood. So I tend to stick with stuff like that. But you know, growing up, my mom and Jean, it was always, we would listen to Mahalia Jackson, you know, we'd listen to her, some Johnny Cash, George Jones, who's just the most perfect Thanksgiving music ever, you know, just ripping your heart out right there for you. And then towards the end of the day, my mom would break out the goddamn Christmas music, and it would just drive me insane. So my rule has always been no Christmas music until December. And she's the reason that rule exists in my world. But you know, when I cooked Thanksgiving, I always would picture like the scene from Goodfellas. So I'd always have like Sinatra type stuff going on. For me, my traveling, I usually am traveling to get somewhere. So if I'm driving, I'm playing stuff that's going to keep me like alert and ready and on my toes, for driving. So, what happens at the Butler House for the music?
This is fairly short lived for me. I mean, good thing I've got some AirPods that I could put in and work with that pumping into my ears, because typically my list won't necessarily win over the crowd, if you will. So we, you know, with playlists that we've created for you, we kind of tapped into a couple themes, and I won't go into everything here, but let's just say some of the themes that you might touch on again is, hey, I'm feeling good. I'm going to visit some family and friends. And you know, the day always starts out pretty good that way. You got a little bit of air of excitement. You're leaning into it and going, all right, this is going to be great. And then it kind of shifts a little bit. So we've got some stuff that might lift you up as you go to visit family and friends. The key is how you wrap the day up. That playlist, if you want, could probably shift by the end of the Thanksgiving, Jesse. It could either be ending on a good note or things could blow up, man.
Oh, yeah, very true. I mean, there is a reason why Thanksgiving evening is one of the busier nights at bars for the whole year. You know, people just need to get away and everything. So if you don't have that opportunity to get away, then you do need to get your aggression out with the music and let it be known how the day went for you. And it's time for everybody to go to their room, you know.
Separate and move on. See you next year. It will be interesting. I think a lot of people are definitely traveling this year because we've seen that pick up. So we're going to see family get-togethers in a bigger fashion this year, which to your point may or may not lead to some memories that they'll never forget. We will see. Well, as we kind of get to the latter stages here, I know we've centered on Thanksgiving, but is there anything as a little bonus to throw into our punch list this episode that you want to throw in, whether it's something you're watching or listening to or reading, man, anything on your list to add to it?
Yeah, for watching, we watched the second half of the Billions season. I could watch that every week of the year. The acting in it, the writing, the evilness, just, you know, it shows you so many things about human beings that you tend to not want to think people are or happens, and then you see that, and then, you know, that show, so much of the writing, there's always hints of real life things, and they always touch on it in some, maybe, you know, some little comment or little thing that's going on to kind of let you know that, yes, this is a TV show to suspend your belief. But there's also some reality because these things actually happen. And I've been really, really enjoying, I would say, definitely Billions is the thing that I've enjoyed the most of the last few months. What about you?
I'll throw in a movie on Netflix, The Harder They Fall. Great Western, great twist on it. I love what they did with this story and how they shot it. The music in there is fantastic. I thought it was a really fresh take on a Western and a storyline. And I love what they did from the casting and how they portrayed, you know, a story between black and white, and what they did with the color schemes and the sets. I thought it was really, really smart and well done. I absolutely loved The Harder They Fall, man. So that's a good movie to catch on Netflix for sure.
Nice. Nice. I'll have to check that out. I did actually watch the prequel to The Sopranos. I thought it was good. Kind of gave you a better understanding of Tony Soprano, if you will. And, you know, if you watched all the seasons, kind of got you behind his brain and how things were. So I did enjoy that, but I will have to take you up on the Western. Music wise, you know, I'm still in my shoegaze dream pop mode. There's a band called Deserta. I believe that's how you pronounce their name. I've been really listening to them. They got a new album coming out in the spring, but I think it was in one of my holes of looking at different bands and reading about different bands, and they kept popping up. And our good friend Ian, $300 worth of purchases of Australian dream pop shoegaze music, and that they kept coming up on lists of what bands were listening to and enjoying. So that's been the dominant thing lately. Also been listening to a lot of Jason Isbell. Might have also been encouraged from his acting in Billions and his, I think they played three of his songs in the second half of the season. Those are what I've been listening to. What's going on with you?
Well, I took a different turn. I had read about it and then I caught one of the key singles off the record and I decided to give the whole thing a chance just to understand where it was coming from. But I listened to Elton John's The Lockdown Sessions, and this is where he collaborated with different artists on each song. There's no doubt if you listen to that record, the one song that you're going to walk away with is the song that's been just super hot lately, which is Cold Heart, the song they did with Dua Lipa. It's the NPAL remix. And man, my daughter and I listen to it when we're driving, and that's like our thing, and it is ear candy. Like, and I think what's really cool about it in the end is that is amazing how they reworked a couple of his songs into that version. And I'm just happy for him, man, because he's been such a champion of so many artists, especially lately on his show, his podcast. And he just celebrates and lifts up new artists all the time. And for him to collaborate with a lot of newer artists and to rework a couple of his songs into a hit like that and to chart again, since I think what I read was he had charted this first time he charted in that capacity since 1999. And that's just pretty impressive, man. And so I don't know, that song is about as catchy as you're going to find. And it's pretty cool, especially the Rocket Man chorus. I mean, that is just something. So anyway, Sir Elton, he had my attention this week.
Nice. All right. Well, we didn't. Oh, yeah, you mentioned it. What do you traditionally read or do you read on Thanksgiving? And what have you been reading now?
Traditionally, I wouldn't say that I have read anything on Thanksgiving. I think I'm passing out too much. But lately, I've been reading. I've been in the middle of Ben Folds' biography, A Dream About Lightning Bugs. And so it's been a pretty good little book. I'm really enjoying some of the stories that he's got in it. So that's what I've been wrapped up into lately, is the biography by Ben Folds. How about you?
You know, I picked up the Johnny Cash biography, autobiography, excuse me, a few months back, and I started reading it. And then it just, too many things were hitting me and taking me in a different direction that I didn't want to go from reading a book. And then I just decided to come back to it. So I've been really enjoying that. But typically what I like to do on Thanksgiving for reading is I like to go through the ads and find a game. What item is going to cause people to get trampled at Walmart, and try to figure out, you know, is it going to be the 60-inch TV for $300, or is it going to be the Google Chrome notebook for, you know, $200? Fun little game I like to play there is look through the ads and figure out what everybody is going to be losing their mind over and pushing each other and stepping on each other to get. So that's my typical Thanksgiving reading, if you will. There's also times, you know, when company gets a little too much and I just want to get away. And so I would, you know, read whatever, usually National Geographic or something that I find handy, that wherever it is I am. So, you know, those are things that for my Thanksgiving, since we're keeping it with the Thanksgiving theme, those are the things that get read around here with me.
Well, we added in a bonus for you with our punch list, extra on top of the Thanksgiving servings that we gave you to kick the show off. And that's where we've ended things. We've wrapped up our inaugural episode of the PB&J punch list, Thanksgiving edition. Great to be back and looking forward to future punch lists as we dive into things. So thanks for going over that, man. Get ready for the big day. Turkey Day coming up for you.
Yes. Could you please give the shout out to our sponsor that we negotiated long and hard with?
We are extremely proud to have picked up sponsorship for this season of the PB&J Punch List. And we want to give a special shout out to Zippy's Liquor on the corner of St. Louis and Severn. Zippy's is offering a great Thanksgiving Day special. Drop in for a bottle of Fireball and liven up your Thanksgiving festivities. Create memories that you'll never forget. Stop by Zippy's on the corner of 57th and Severn. Zippy's, if you want to get gone, they're going to get you there fast. We've also picked up additional sponsorship from Pete's Porta Potties. Look, if you've got to go number one or two, Pete's is going to help you see it through. They've got the deepest waste wells in the business and the best ventilation in porta potties. If you got to take care of business, Pete's is going to help you see it through. Check out Pete's Porta Potties and get your business taken care of. Well, thanks for joining us on the PB&J Punch List. Jesse and I look forward to adding to your list each and every episode. You can find us on Spotify. We'll see you next time.